Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. You might hear some music in the background. This song is today's sermon, straight from the Holy Spirit and yours truly, Erin Nicole. Thank you, Maroon 5, for releasing this song called Sugar. That's the topic. So here we go. No pre-planning. The first thing that came to mind, other than just pure joy of that song, and I love Maroon 5, just all their music is phenomenal, but that one really triggered a memory in me, and it's been over 14 months since I haven't been able to be with or communicate to my sugar, my honey, my husband, and the first thought that came to mind was, wow, was he disciplined with his special diet? He was way more disciplined than me. And I learned a thing or two from him. He was able to reverse a diagnosis that doctors had given him through listening to his coaches and trainers. And he kept all sugar, all extra sugar, out of his diet, 100%. We spent a lot of time in the grocery stores finding items. He pretty much had his particulars because he had been doing it for a while, but I started wanting to do it too because he was so disciplined about it, and I wanted to be able to help buy him items or shop, you know, do those kinds of things that traditionally in my household, that was the woman's job, that was the wife's job, and I learned how to grocery shop and all kinds of things. And I thought that that was a feminine role, but he had not been with a woman, a wife, for a little while. So he had to learn how to do it himself, and I learned a thing or two. That was the first thought that came to mind for sugar. Sugar! The Holy Spirit told me a while ago, maybe a few months ago, kind of whispered it in my heart that I'm going to be doing a song with Maroon 5. I'm not sure exactly which song, if it's going to be a cover song or if it's going to be one of my songs or if we're going to write one together. But Maroon 5, if you're listening, I'm throwing this out there. Love your music. Huge fan. Adam Levine, for the longest time before my brother shaved his head, everybody called him the second Adam Levine. He's also a musician as well. I don't think he'd be upset if he was joining in on the music project. I digress. The Holy Spirit loves it when his children are happy, loves it when we choose to be joyful, no matter what circumstances are going on around us, because he's the best father any of us could ever have. And if you have bad experiences or bad memories or bad identities around the word father, because maybe you had an earthly father that wasn't like our heavenly father, keep it in mind that that's okay. He is father to the fatherless. He adopts children into his kingdom. He rebounds attacks from the enemy back onto them when the enemy tries to attack his children. And everything gets fixed in his perfect timing for us, not our timing. So keep that in mind. Sugar. Sugar. Okay, when I said the word sugar, then a thought came to mind. Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, the medicine go down. Name that movie. You're probably thinking about it right now. It was a remake in the last few years. I watched it, I think it was the original when I was a kid. I don't know, it might have been another remake, who knows. Hollywood and the movie industry, the entertainment industry, they redo things every few decades because they run out of material. And people like nostalgia. So then they redo and then they make money off of your family taking your children or your grandchildren to go see the movies. It's smart. what's that old adage? Why create something or why fix something that's not broken, or the old adage about don't reinvent the wheel. You don't need to. If it's working, keep on keeping on. But yours truly is definitely an out-of-the-box thinker. I like to create new things. And when you are a creator and when you do create and execute successfully in society. And if you get the right ideas in front of the right people in the right time, and you have some favor and grace from above, that is a lot more profitable for you. And I think personally, it brings you more joy than just being a cover singer for somebody else's stuff. And there's a lot of phenomenal musicians that have been able to make phenomenal careers off of singing other people's stuff. That's what my middle brother did for a long, long time. And he learned how to legally pay royalties to the writers of the music, to the owners of the songs and whatnot. And that was how he got invited, within like a 1 or 1.5 years of learning and studying how to be his own like one-stop shop musician, recorder, producer, all the things. Within like a year and a half, he got access, invited to an exclusive listening room experience where Beyonce and a bunch of big time artists were releasing their original music to them privately before they released it to the world publicly. They knew he was an asset, so they invited him because he was helping spread their brand around the world. He was helping spread their music around the world, and they were giving him a little cut off of it. But if you can get your own creations around the world, however you were designed, whether it be music, therapy, books, video games. I saw famous country musicians lodge as I was driving the other day. I had no idea they had their own lodge. Why not? If you decide to put yourself on stage, if you decide to show your sugar on stage a little bit, and I don't mean flaunt your body parts that should be covered up from a swimsuit. I mean, if you decide to take a risk, get on stage, and you have a message to share to the world, people are profiting off of you taking a risk and putting yourself on stage. You are now a brand ambassador of whatever their mission is. So you might as well utilize, if you are building your brand, if someone else is using you, you might as well make sure you can profit off of it as best you can. There's a famous country singer that I grew up learning about, even though I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, because my neighbor across the street, she came from, I believe, Louisiana was her original home state, Leanna. And her favorite singer of all time was Dolly Parton. She used to have her hair like her and everything. She had a salon in her house. She had horses outside and cows and, cow at one point, chickens. She had her Rottweiler dogs and her Doberman Pinscher and her kitty cats. And I would go over there and we'd barter. We'd exchange. She taught me the art of bartering. She was helping my mom learn responsibility. Helping us kids, because my dad was gone a lot. He was working. And I'm sure we were stressing her out. Not me, of course. Just me being the only girl. I was the quiet one. I think she was trying to get me to start talking. And animals are great healing things for children and adults that maybe struggle a little bit with communicating. And in her salon, in the back of her house, was a big photo of her and Dolly Parton, and they had the short, real tight curls from, I think it was from the 80s, so whatever her style was in the 80s, she had put a wig on, or maybe it was her hair, I don't know. That was her favorite singer, and so she'd tell me a little bit about Dolly, and I didn't know about Dolly. We didn't have, really, our neighborhood didn't really have country music. I mean, there might have been a radio station, but it wasn't something that we really listened to in the household. But I learned about it from going over there and bartering and doing chores for her, and she'd give me a free hair frosting and different things. And we all are a little influenced by everybody, whether you'd like to admit it or not. And what I had learned in 2020, my brand grew very quickly because I was edifying a lot of large brands for free. I didn't know that they would be willing to pay you. I love the art of edification. And I had this big mission a year and a half before that that was assigned to me from my Father in heaven, the Father of all of us, the Creator of the universe. And it was so clear to me. He whispered it. He opened the heavens up in my bedroom, and he showed me the three pillars of my business. It wasn't even that business name. I had to switch names. Like, he gave me my clear path. What was my life mission? He gave it to me. He said, your life mission is to help empower people to find happiness from within. You're going to be the person to help educate people all around the world about depression. So then, like 18 months later, we were all in the pandemic shutdown, and I was reminded of that when there was a person that had been spending over a year that had a team over 1,000 people in her background on purpose were pretending to be what they were not. Church going people. and that's okay. I had been putting myself at risk on purpose because I had this assignment, and he didn't tell me how that I was going to educate and empower people to find happiness from within. I just was doing everything in my power too, while working full time, while moving across the country to help a family member that was transitioning to single parent life, while learning social media and how to use it and how to write a blog and how to start a podcast and what is a podcast versus a vlog and how to have networking calls and conversations and how to operate. Well, I knew how to operate Zoom from my direct sales business when I was in it in 2015, but how to not waste my time with people was what I needed to work on in 2020, because I loved spending time with people and we were all isolated. So I was spending time with people in my networking, whatnot, learning how to cut it down to not waste my time, to focus on how can I grow this thing. And then I launched an internship program with affiliated universities in three continents. My first time hiring anybody, and it exploded to three continents. The Lord above favors me, loves me, protects me, provides for me, and doesn't let me do small things. When I do something, boom, I get sent to the front of the line. And when you run a risk, when you take a leap of faith in the world, you are obedient to the Father above. If you have an assignment that you are given, He will order your steps. And this person that's no longer even on the earth, because she committed treason in our nation, she had, along with 1,000 other people, at least 1,050, the Holy Spirit had revealed to me, she had, along with the team, this evil team that sacrificed, they abduct children all over the world, they sacrifice them, they torture them, and then they drink their blood. It's a satanic practice. They targeted me because I was talking about child abuse and how I had survived it and how you can forgive your abuser and how you can't, it's common and normal, but it shouldn't be accepted. And teaching parents and guardians of children, like, how to protect the kids and things to look out for and all those kinds of things. And they had decided to target me. They were pretending to be good to me for almost 18 months. And I believe I started gaining so much attention and attraction to the brand because I was edifying large organizations for free. Had no idea that I could make money on it because I wasn't money focused. I was so grateful that the Holy Spirit had protected me in 2018 from a bad birth control implant. If you have depression and you're a woman, tell your partner to get on birth control. Say, how about you get on it for 1 year and then we can switch and then see what they say. They probably won't ever ask you to do it ever again. It's not meant for people. Birth control hormone changes in the body. Not meant for humans. Not meant for humans. It's not. The Creator above has created condoms for a reason. Has created all kinds of things. Abstinence is your number one friend. Okay? Abstinence. All the way. And the Creator above desires for us all to not have sex with anybody and to focus on Him. But if you can't help it, right? If you can't keep your sugar away from somebody else's sugar, that's the topic. Sorry, I'm in a mood. Then your assignment is to marry that person. Men, your assignment is not to take advantage of that woman and see how much sugar you can get from her before she runs out. Stop taking advantage of women. Stop cheating on your wives. Keep it in your pants. It's going to benefit you, your history, your future. It's going to keep you away from STDs, all kinds of things. All kinds of things. Ladies, you as well. I speak to my 20-year-old version of myself. I went through a very bad hoe stage. Very bad. I'm just being real. I was raped in college. Even though I was sexually abused as a child, I made a decision to wait until marriage. And it was stolen from me, from a man, because he was hurting. Because half his platoon died. I forgave him. I decided to forgive him. I wasn't going to press charges. I called him and told him after, the morning after, and I broke up with him. I said, listen, what you did last night was not okay with me. You didn't allow me to make my own decision. So I can't be with you, because I was going to wait until marriage. We talked about it last fucking week. I didn't say fucking. I'm saying it now to emphasize that you should be upset for me. Okay? But you should also forgive with me. If you're going to be upset with me, you also have to process through the emotional transitions of forgiving this man. There are many men that will hurt women because they are hurting inside. There are many women that will hurt men or the same sex, right? People hurt people when they're hurting themselves. And he didn't have accountability because the bro code. I reported the crime because the person that was going to help pick me up if I was in an emergency didn't. She fucked up. She's not in the circle anymore. I don't hate her, but she was always about herself, and I've known her since third grade. She was always focused on herself, and she allowed her mother to make her decision for her, even though she was a grown adult, and I had asked her hours before, I know something's going to happen tonight. If I call you, will you be there? And she wasn't. So a lot of people let me down, but that's a part of my story. If that didn't happen, then I wouldn't have had a song the following year that I'm going to sell. And the Holy Spirit told me it's worth $10 million. Now, people tried to copy it in my device. Yeah, they tried to copy it and hide it in the trash can. Yeah, I reported everything to the FBI, and my husband has digital copies everywhere in multiple devices all over the world. So people are going to pay times 10 of what I was going to sell it for back into my bank account that I share with my husband. When he and I married last year, I married the best husband in the world. And people thought that they could cause division in my relationships because they've been doing it all over the United States. It's very common from China. I love our Chinese friends that are friendly, but not the ones that are causing us to have divorces all over the nation by hacking into our communication devices. It's not okay. And not just China, India, the Holy Spirit said as well. It's a big thing in cyber warfare. We are in war, people, whether you want to believe it or not, whether the media is announcing it or not. Don't get on the Temu app and buy stuff. Don't do it. They've already hacked into over how many accounts, Father? 15 of my friends' accounts on Facebook. Yeah. They've hacked in, pretended to be. It's called personification in cyber warfare. They're going to have to pay my friends times 10. And me. Yeah. We've got a big lawsuit going on. I can't wait for October's meeting. Because at that point, my husband and I will have a lot of money in our bank account. I will have contracts signed from all political parties. No one's going to hurt me. No one has permission to harm me or my husband. I have 1,250,000 angels guarding me from all over the world. They tried to kill me last weekend. Yeah, they tried to kill me through the car accident. by trying to control a human being. But they couldn't do it because the Holy Spirit sent angels to protect me. And I don't test the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, they know how many days I have. If I die tomorrow, I've lived a great life. But He whispered to me how many decades left I have this morning, so I'm not scared of nothing. I can't wait to see my husband and to show him how much I've been working on this mission. I haven't forgotten the mission, and I haven't forgotten about him. But I keep it moving forward. And ladies, if you got a man overseas right now fighting wars that you think are ridiculous wars, don't worry, you ain't alone, okay? Us ladies, we need to stick together, veteran spouses, and you need to support your man. You need to be doing some things that when he calls you, he's going to be like, hey, so what's going on at home? Because all he's seeing is death and destruction and explosions and a bunch of terrible things. And he don't want to talk about that. So he needs to know you're doing something good to keep his mind on positive things. So what are you going to tell him? What are you going to tell him about your sugar? You going to complain about how the kids are acting a fool? Or how about you saying, hey, guess what? Even though you've been gone, we've been going to VBS. We've been going to summer camp. I've been taking them camping. Look, I called my sister and my auntie, and we took the kids to Dollywood. I know I told you we were going to not spend that much money, but listen here. I'm creating memories for the kids, and we plugged your photo in. Because I printed off this poster board of your face, and we just brought it with us everywhere. Whatever. You got to do what you got to do. If you're a military spouse, you have the highest level risk of divorce in all America. Yeah. So that's why you get a lot better treatment. That's why I'm going to get such a big paycheck in October. And I say, I am, but there's no I when you're married. It's we, us. So in October, when I get to meet all the presidents and the first wives of America, and my mom will be there, my husband will be there, the man that disrespected us that we've fully forgiven 100% will be in the room, Oprah Winfrey will be there, Beyonce and her husband, who else, Father? Tony Robbins and his wife, Sage, who completely transformed him into this beautiful human being. He was already beautiful and powerful and magnificent and all of his things, excuse me, but Sage brought the love. She brought the love. My pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen, and the U.S. Marine veteran that was my patient where Move Happy was first birthed. He's the one that told me to keep sharing it, that it was bigger than the hospital. He spoke life into me. He's a visionary person, I believe. He didn't say those words, but he was a C-level executive in the security space, responsible for over 100 people. It varied from quarter to quarter. He said a couple different numbers, a couple different times. So I'm going to say over 100 just to be conservative. When you're responsible for 100 people in any organization, whether it's in the military, whether it's in a school, whether it's in a job, in a business, whatever, that's not a small deal. You have to coordinate 100 schedules, 100 emotional issues, 100 different responsibilities. You have to be good at delegation. You have to be good at a bunch of different things. And he humbly was a patient. But he didn't forget his value. He didn't forget his responsibilities, his military intelligence, all of the things. And he chose to speak life into me after I had earned a promotion that my boss had told me no one in 30 years was ever even interviewed for. And then I lost it, not because of anything that I did wrong, because I did over and above. I gave so much value to that hospital. They gave it to me because they couldn't ignore how much value I added in the short time that I was there. The same year that my divorce had finalized, I had to file for bankruptcy and my dad died. I created 5 alternative therapies because I believe the Holy Spirit worked through me, because I decided to be kind back to these people that were kind to me. And that patient was one of the ones in my original program the first time we did it, and then the third round when we modified it. And he was in my other therapy class, the transitions therapy for patients that were about to transition back into society. He got to see me work. He got to see me listen to their feedback, and he spoke life into me. And he's going to be in that room. And we're all going to sign a contract stating that I'm the first ever in the world global mental health ambassador and the first ever in the United States chief spiritual officer. The Holy Spirit gave me that title, I think, because that was the title I had created for this con woman that her, along with 1,049 other dark, evil people, had planned since 2018 to try and take me down. I had created this title for her because she had conned her way onto my team by telling me that she was a part of a private church group and she would have her husband speak to the elders of their group about sponsoring me and getting me financial assistance. So I believe the Holy Spirit didn't like that at all and said, nope, that title that you created for her is actually going to be for you. What people tried to destroy in private, I'm going to edify and bring you to the front in public and acknowledge you as my child because you have trusted in me. You haven't given up your faith in this assignment since 2018. That's what I believe was the reason behind him assigning me this position in the United States. And my salary will be $1 million for the chief spiritual officer. And he revealed to me how much they're going to be giving our ministry for my global mental health ambassador assignment. All the major nations will be giving, donating to our ministry $100 million each year. And you might be thinking, well, who does she think she is? I don't think I'm anybody except for a child of the Most High King. He is the source. He is the ultimate source, and he knows my heart. He knows my intentions, and I've spoken them aloud already multiple times on this show. By my 40th birthday, my husband and I, whatever money comes through our businesses, nonprofits, anything, even if we have new businesses, we will only be, from my 40th birthday, June 26, 2026, we will be keeping 10%, that's it, and we will be giving away 90%, 90, to people and organizations, but mostly people directly, that the Holy Spirit assigns to us. My husband trained me very well, and he preferred that I would hand it to people directly because he didn't like how a lot of these nonprofit organizations talk a good game, but most of the money gets kept by the C-level executives hoarding onto it and then broadcasting how much they're helping the poor. He's got people in every single organization everywhere in the world. You don't know who his associations are. They're always testing you. I learned that from him, and I trust him, and I looked up to him because I respect him. He's the spiritual head of household. So I imagine when we're reunited again, that we're going to be giving the money directly to people that need it, like cash, like hand the money. And I can't wait. We're going to start filming next year. I'm not sure which major TV network we'll sign with. I'm not sure, but the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. Road trip missions around the United States. I can't wait. I can't wait because I love road trips. And we're going to film it. We're going to literally go on mission trips wherever the Holy Spirit sends us. And we're just going to film the journey. And then we're going to help people in need that are around the United States. We're going to just have conversations with people. We'll stop and grab a bite somewhere. And we'll probably minister to the restaurant people. Or if there's a homeless person outside. Or wherever he sends us. I can't wait. And what's that, Father? He said, say it out loud. Say what out loud, Father? ABC. ABC is the first exclusive contract. That's what he said. Okay, so I guess they're going to come up with the most money for our ministry. So I guess there's no negotiation needed. That's that's where it's going to be. What day a week are we going to, or we're just filming next year. We're filming it. Okay. How many shows are we going to do, Father? He said 12 shows to start. Okay. 12 shows to start. We'll see how our interest is in it. I imagine the interest of the audience who desires to watch the show. If our ratings are good, then maybe we'll do more. So if there's 12 shows, if we're filming 12 shows, how long is each show, Father? 1 hour. Okay. So 12 hour shows. So I'm imagining probably one per month. No? Oh, he said one per week starting January 1st. Okay. All right. So I guess that's what we're going to do next year. So cool. Road Trip Missions. My own show with my husband. Oh my gosh. I can't. Is he going to be on camera, Father? No? Oh, he's going to film me, I guess. He's not going to be on camera just yet. All right. Maybe in another show. Wow, I'm excited. So, sugar, yes, please. Call on me. All right. Pretty much think that's it for now for the Sugar Show. Thank you for listening to this special Move Happy Movement podcast. If you'd like to know this father that I know and have a personal relationship with him where you can communicate with him and he'll communicate with you, you can have that. It's a gift freely given. You can't buy it, you can't earn it, but you do have to speak out loud. So if you haven't done that yet, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I am a sinner. I make a lot of mistakes, but I don't want to anymore. I desire to get right with you, and I desire to leave a legacy of love. Come into my heart. And never leave my side. I pray this in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And we encourage you, if you're brand new to the faith, try different churches out. There's all different sizes. There's all different group offerings. There's online. There's in person. We do encourage you, if you can, to get plugged in person. There's something supernatural about getting together with people and dining together, especially if you could do a small group and maybe a weekly get together where there's, you know, kind of like a potluck style where everybody brings a dish and whatnot. And you have communion with people. You pray for each other. Your kids grow up together. It's a beautiful thing, and it protects the minds of the youth as well as your own mind, right? When you pray for other people, when you praise and when you request prayer, it's one of the strongest protectors. Our social connections are one of the strongest predictors and protectors of our mental health, of our depression, if you have it. And so I strongly recommend that. And if you are in the military, it's one of the best ways to connect. If you are getting if they're, you know, forcing you to move and it's not really your choice and you gotta move because it's your job, it's your assignment, and or you married into the military, getting plugged into churches can be one of the most powerful ways to protect your mind if your husband or wife gets sent overseas, to stay plugged in with the community around you, even if it's a new area. Your FRG groups are great as well. You can get plugged in with them, and you don't necessarily have to get plugged in at a church off of the military base or post or installations. But they do provide you free chaplains for any denomination of your faith. That's the beautiful thing about being an American, is that you have the freedom of religion. And so chaplains often are trained in the Christian or Catholic faith, but there are some that are trained in other major religions. So you get the opportunity to be prayed for, prayed with, meditate with, think positive thoughts on with a chaplain, and they have, that's why they pay them a salary, is to provide that for you and your family, especially if you've lost a loved one or whatnot. So we encourage you to get plugged in somewhere. Utilize your resources. 988 if you need it. Hopefully you don't, but that's a great one as well if you're struggling. And we love you very much. At this time, we don't expect anything from you, but we're supposed to ask for a sale, and I can't ask for a sale. Bank accounts aren't hooked up until October's meeting. Can't purchase anything off of my websites until October's meeting, where we have a contract signed. Too many people were being shady characters trying to profit off of Aaron Nicole and damage my social security number around the world. Identity theft, along with all kinds of thefts. Geneva Code was broken. All kinds of things. But we're going to forgive it all. And they're going to write a big donation check to our ministry in October. So between now and then, since you can't send us any money, although we'd love it if you wanted to in the future, for right now, if you desire to help us, the best way you can help us right now is to pray for our family, to pray for a strong reunion when my husband comes home. What I also would like for you to pray for is for unity on my side of the family, because there was a lot of division from this evil group on purpose. My family has been intact for a long time. They tried their best to destroy my middle brother's career, but his young sister isn't going to allow for anyone to mess with our family. So they will be writing him a very big check. And I'm hoping that he'll be in that meeting as well with my mom. And he will be reminded how heavily loved, cared for, and forgiven he is from everybody. That's what I would love for you to do for my family and for me, if you have the time. Thank you. Don't forget to tell.